I sit down and start taking my trainers off. Is that all you've got to say? I ask. Plaid shirt snorts again.
Is that all?
He walks over to the door.
Yeah, buddy, that's all, he says, and opens it.
Then there's a wet slapping sound, and he falls over backward, leaking blood onto the carpet from both ears. I roll sideways, out of the line of sight of the door, and grab for the small monkey's paw I wear on a leather thong round my neck. Electricity jolts the palm of my hand as the ward activates.
Try not to get yourself killed on friendly territory, said Andy.
Some joke that turned out to be. Plaid shirt is blocking the suite door from closing, and this is one of those California motels where all the doors open off balconies. I steady my nerves, then get myself turned round behind the bathroom sidewall and make a grab for his nearest arm. They never tell you how heavy a corpse is in training school. I lean forward, thoughtlessly, to take a two-handed grip under his shoulder, and that's when a mule punches my exposed shoulder. I fall over backward, dragging plaid shirt behind me, and the door swings shut. The pool of blood is growing, but I have to be sure. The bullet hole is somewhere above his hairline. I force myself to look closer. There are faint letters inscribed on his forehead in an ancient alphabet. They glow briefly, then fade as I watch. I do not feel good about sharing a motel room with a ballistically decommissioned intelligence agency spy. Unfortunately, there appears to be a lunatic with a rifle waiting for me outside. I have an edgy feeling that the other shoe is about to drop within the next 90 seconds, and if I don't get out of here, I'm going to be answering some pointed questions. Of course, I'm not really meant to last that long. Or am I? Did they know about the standard issue ward? Maybe if I'm lucky, the ward will keep on working. They don't like taking direct hits, but they lose efficacy bit by bit, not all at once. There's a loud blat of engine noise from outside the balcony. A motorbike with a blown muffler revs up, then shrieks out of the car park on a trail of rubber. I grab my trainers, yank them on, wincing every time I flex my left arm, grab my jacket, wrap a hand around the dry, dusty object in the right front pocket, and yank the door open. Just in time to see the bike vanishing down the road, and not a single cop in sight. I duck into the bathroom and run the taps, then thrust my hands under them to rinse the blood away. They're shaking, I notice distantly. After a moment, I start thinking very fast. Then I dry my hands and go into the bedroom and pick up my mobile phone. The number I want is already programmed in.
Hello? Winchester Waste Management?
Hi, this is Bob Howard speaking, I say. I've had a bit of an accident and I could do with some cleaning services.
What did you say your address was?
Ask the receptionist. I rattle off the hotel address. Then,
what sort of cleaning do you require?
The bed covers will need changing. I think for a moment. And I cut myself shaving. I'm going to have to go to work now.
Okay, our crew will be around shortly.
She hangs up on me. The coded message I sent translates as follows. Warning, my cover is shot. I've got to get out urgently. Things are going bad. And under no circumstances should anyone approach me. I cut myself shaving. Things turned bloody. This sort of code, unlike a cipher, is virtually impossible to crack, as long as you never use it twice. With luck, it'll take whoever's tapping the line a few minutes to realize that I've pushed the panic button. I drop the bathroom towels over plaid shirt's leaking head, then grab my jacket and flight bag and cautiously nudge the front door open. Nothing nasty happens. I step out onto the balcony, lock the door behind me, and head down to the car park. All thought of getting Moe's travel arrangements in hand is gone. My immediate job is to drive north, drop the rental off at the airport, and bump myself onto the next available flight. When I zap the car, it doesn't explode. The doors unlock, and the lights come on. Clutching my lucky monkey's paw, I get in, start the engine, and drive away into the night, shaking like a leaf.